What are the obstacles that one faces in trying to make something like this a reality?
When it comes to cats, our funding isn't necessarily for routing. You know, we're kind of doing this as a holistic planning effort. Ultimately, it comes down to those road agencies with their right-of-way, whether or not signs will be allowed. And, you know, each of the individual cities, villages, et cetera, have the authority to do that. So our approach is to lay out what we see as the overall kind of that best network, propose that to the local jurisdictions, and then that will be, you know, carried on hopefully by Bike Friendly Kalamazoo to look at that adoption locally and possibly then the implementation part.
And what kind of roads are these bike routes proposed for? Are they all really quiet streets or some of them busier?
Well, currently this overall covers a large part of the network, and that's part of the reason why we need to kind of filter it down to that smaller implementable network, you know, and whether that's, you know, taking it off of a busy street like Sprinkle or Westnage and moving it to, you know, a parallel street might be a better routing option. You know, those are the kind of factors that we have to weigh over the coming months.
In terms of bicycles, what else besides the proposed network of, not trails, but bike routes, what else is on the table or being considered?
Well, we're currently working on a lot of inventory work, seeing where we have facilities presently, whether that's bike lanes, paved shoulders, trails, kind of compiling all of that, and then we'll start looking at kind of a gap analysis, that low-hanging fruit of where are we missing a bike lane for a mile that may end up making a, you know, 8 to 10 mile stretch of bike lane, or where are we missing a segment of trail. And all of those will then get rolled into our plan that so that hopefully we have some of those, that low-hanging fruit to offer funding for when projects come up for the roadway.
Do you have to work against leaders who maybe just think it's not that much of a priority?
I think it's not necessarily that it's not a priority. I think it's weighing the funding issue. You know, we all know that our roads aren't in the best shape. So it's the constant weight of should all the money go to fixing the road or should a small percentage of that also when we fix the road go towards adding these other types of uses, whether that's bike lanes or improved transit stops. So it's more that financial reality of, you know, a small part of that money going towards those types of projects. And that's usually the only political battle.
Is there an achievement, something that's been accomplished in the last 10 or 15 years that CATS is really pleased with?
I think especially at the state level and their adoption of Complete Streets, I think we're seeing a lot of long-term visioning from the Department of Transportation when it comes to making sure we are incorporating non-motorized uses. I don't think that necessarily was something that happened 20 years ago. But you look at West Main and the incorporation of sidewalks that were cantilevered off the bridge. The new stadium drive interchange will include a non-motorized path. So I think the Department of Transportation has done a really good job in the last few years of making sure that they are looking at the users, looking at local plans, and incorporating that into their design.
Okay, so basically going forward, if you've got a street that needs a major overhaul, you're not just going to say, how can we repave it so cars can drive on it, but what about people who walk here? What about someone who comes along on a bike?
Right, and, you know, our two major cities, you know, Kalamazoo and Portage within Kalamazoo County are already doing that, you know, for the most part. So it's really educating people on the importance of doing that in that cost-effective manner so that, especially when it comes to, you know, large infrastructure projects like bridges. You know, we only build bridges once every 50 years. So if we don't do it and incorporate that up front, the costs, you know, only get that much higher to retrofit that, you know, into the future. So we want to make sure that we're doing it at the right time.